As an accomplished fighter, I was once revered by many for my unparalleled skill and determination. I stood tall among my peers, my victories and accolades shining like bright stars in the night sky. But despite my outward success, I was plagued by a deep-seated fear that threatened to uproot everything I had worked so hard for. Whenever I emerged victorious from a fierce battle, it was as if all the energy that had propelled me forward suddenly drained away, leaving me weak and vulnerable. My mind would run rampant with images of what could have gone wrong, of how I might have perished in that very moment of triumph. The imagined grief was overwhelming, as if the universe was taunting me with the possibility of my own demise. It was a perplexing feeling, one that made even less sense when I considered the opposing forces that I had to overcome to achieve my victories. Surely, if I could come out on top against some of the most formidable foes in the land, I should be able to celebrate my triumphs without a second thought, right? And yet, time and time again, I found myself crumbling in a heap, tears streaming down my face as I mourned the potential loss that could have been. It was until I spoke with a wise old sage that I began to understand the root of my fear. He was a man of many years, with eyes that twinkled like the stars above, and a patient smile that seemed to encompass all the knowledge of the world. "You fear losing what you have gained," he said simply. "You believe that success is fleeting, a fickle mistress who will abandon you just as quickly as she arrived," he added. I nodded slowly, feeling a sense of relief wash over me. It was true. I had always believed that my accomplishments were far too fragile, that at any moment they could be taken away from me. "But that is not the case," the sage continued. "Success is not a finite entity, something that can be snatched away in an instant. It is a state of being, a mindset that you carry with you always. If you can embrace that truth, then you will no longer fear what comes after victory," he added. It was a complex concept, one that took me many months to fully comprehend. But gradually, as I learned to let go of my fear and trust in my own abilities, I found that the sage had been right. Success was not something to be feared or mourned when it passed. It was something that I could hold on to forever, a part of me that no one could ever take away.